Parshas Vayigash. Okay, so this week's parsha is focused on this word Vayigash. We'll see it often in the parsha. What is this Vayigash? Vayigash elav Yehuda. And Yehuda nigash elav. Okay, what's this lashon Vayigash? We have to understand. Legoshesh means to like to touch something. It means to come close. Right? Vayome bi Adoni, yidaber na avdecha, deva ba'ozne Adoni, aricha apecha ba'avdecha ki kamocha kaparo. Says Chazal, the Yehuda was prepared for three things. V'yigash b'tfila, b'milchama, right? We see in the Haftarah, right, that this v'yigash, this is the connection of Yehuda to Yosef. Here Yehuda is coming to confront Yosef. And here Yosef is bringing the Shvatim to the same matzav of selling him, right? They're bringing now that same concept with regards to Binyamin, that instead of selling Binyamin, giving Binyamin over, Yehuda, who's the one who caused the sale of Yosef, and was responsible for it. We see, after the sale of Vayered Yehuda, Yehuda was blamed for it. And now Yehuda is the one who's nigash to Yosef to save Binyamin. And when we see the Yehuda, right, was willing to give up his Olam Haba for saving Binyamin, and the achrayut, the responsibility, such a level of responsibility that he had over Binyamin, and he was the one who was going to effectively come to fight Yosef. Now, we get to the stage that he effectively has done what's called tshuva gemura. Like the Rambam says, you have the same desire, the same makom, the same place, right? And now you prevent it. You're monei yourself. Here Yehuda, instead of giving over Binyamin, now goes and saves Binyamin. And then the brothers also meshutaf in this. And now, when Yosef sees this, now we have the revelation of Yosef to Yehuda and the brothers. Velo yechol Yosef litapek lechol hanitzavim alav. And Yosef, after he saw his brothers and after he saw Yehuda, wanted to save Binyamin, and was Arev, was a guarantor, his whole Olam Haba, and he saw that now the brothers did tshuva, shleima, now he makes himself known. Now how does he make himself known? Vayome Yosef, and Yosef says, Elechav, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. Ha'od avi chai, is my father still alive? Why do you mention my father still alive here? Because when they sold him, they didn't think about his father. So now Yosef, when he's telling him, I am Yosef, is my father alive? You didn't think about my father when you sold me, you did what you did. V'lo yachlu echav la'anot oto. They couldn't answer him. Ki nivalu mipanav. They were embarrassed. Chazal say, Yosef's tochocha here to the brothers about them selling him and their embarrassment is what's going to be latid lavo. It's what's going to be in the future when a kodesh baruch hu, when a person's nifta ad me'ev esrim, and the kodesh baruch hu shows him from his own actions and says, you said this and you did this. You said that, you did that. And the busha that we'll have, that our own actions contradict themselves, that's the busha, that's the embarrassment that had here, the nivalu mipanav. Here, Yosef, in all these parashas, tried to fix the chet and the sina of the brothers. Yosef's chet and how he thought about the brothers, like Rashi said, in going down to Egypt, being sold as a slave because he's called his brother slaves, going down with Potiphar because he said they were nechshal in arayas, right? Eva min achayim, he said they were eating Eva min achayim, not doing shchita. Nishchatu gudi yizim. Rashi says all those things were mekayim in Yosef to be a kapara for what he said on his lashon hara. The lashon hara on Yosef and the sinah and the la and the hatred between the brothers, that Yosef tried to fix, because Chazal tell us that the sinas achim, the sinah of the brothers, is still around today. It wasn't completely fixed with Yosef. Chazal, we're going to see the end of Parshas Vayechi, to the 10 brothers, it says Va'alu LaHashem LaShamayim, they went up, and the Rebbeinu Mechaya says that's a remez to the Asara, the 10 martyrs that we read about on Tisha B'Av, the 10 martyrs that were killed by the Romans. Those were Kapara or Gilgal of the brothers of Yosef, including Yosef, Akiva ben Yosef. Say that Akiva ben Akiva is a Gilgal of Yosef. Try and understand now, the Chofetz Chaim says, the second base of Mikdash, and the truth is it started even in the first base of Mikdash. There's a Gemara in Yuma that says that there was Sina between the Rashi Ha'am, the heads of the people in the first base of Mikdash, and it was Mitpashet. By the time the second base of Mikdash, the whole Jewish people, there was the Sina Tzchinam. And Lashon Hara says the Chofetz Chaim. That's connected, the Sina of the brothers and the Lashon Hara of Yosef, i.e., the chet of Achei Yosef, the chet of the brothers of Yosef and Yosef, remains in our midst to today. Chazal say that the reason the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt is because of Sinat Chinam. And any generation that doesn't rebuild this Beis HaMikdash, we still have that Sina around us. And that shorish for that is in the Sina of the brothers of Yosef. That's what Chazal tells us. Now, in Pasuk Yudalad, right, you see, now Yosef comes to meet Binyamin. Now we know that Binyamin is the place, the Mokom, the Beis HaMikdash, is Bechelek Shul Binyamin. Right? And there was two Bati Mikdashim. There was a big, the Shiloh, which was associated with Yosef, the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, which was associated with Binyamin. Right? So it says, V'yipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv, v'yevk, u'Binyamin bacha al tzavarav. So Rashi goes in, what's this Bechi? So Rashi says, Ashne Mikdashot Shatidin Liot Bechelko Shul Binyamin. On the two Bashti Mikdashot that were going to be on Chelek Binyamin. Vesof Elicharev. That's what it says, Al Tzavarei, plural, right? By Binyamin. Ubinyamin Bacha Al Tzavarav, his Tzava. Al Mishkan Shira Shatid Liot Bechelko Shul Yosef Vesofo Lidcharev. So you understand why the Tzava is the place for this Bechi, because the head, Kivyachol, represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Guf, Kivyachol, represents this world, and the Tzava, which is a connection of the head to the Guf, is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, which connects the Shemaim to the Aretz, i.e. the head to the body. So the Beis HaMikdash is that connection bit. Now, why in the meeting of Yosef and Binyamin now is this Bechi? There's another time that Yaakov, you see Bechi, the Chumash. When Yaakov met Rachel, he cried. Chazal say, why did he cry? Right? They were going to be buried together, which means there wasn't going to be a proper zivug. There wasn't a complete connection with Rachel. So Bechi represents a Navoch. Right? This I heard from Moshe, Navoch. Navuchim atem ba'ar. Navuchim atem. We're lost. Bechi is whenever, that's what tears do. When you cry, it metashtesh your ear. You can't see properly. You're navoch. You don't see properly. There's no clarity. When there's no clarity, there's no proper chibur, no proper connection. Clarity means connection. Tahara, tahor. Tuma comes from atima, separation. Atima, separation. Tuma, the same letters. Tahara says, like tzohoraim, clarity of day. V'tiher yom, says the Gemara. The day is clear. Is clarity. Connection means clarity. So a crying represents a disconnection. That's why it's the chorban. There's a chorban in the crying. Because Beis HaMikdash represents clarity. It represents the connection of Shemayim to Arz, clarity with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why did it happen here? It happened here because still there was not a complete tshuva with the Shvatim. Yosef saw that. Binyamin saw that. There was not a complete connection. And because there was not a complete connection with Yosef and the Shvatim, there was also not a complete connection between Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef and Binyamin are what's called Midat HaYesod. Midat HaYesod, the Yesod, the place of Bris, has two parts. It has the Yesod itself and has the Atara, the place of the Bris Mila. Binyamin represents the Atara, Yosef represents the Yesod. If Yosef, right, is connected completely with Binyamin, then there's no Bechi, there's no crying, there's no Nevuchim Atem Ba'aretz, there's no non-clarity, right? So when there isn't that connection between Yosef and Binyamin, Mimele, there's not a connection with the other Shvatim. Because Yosef was the closest to Binyamin. You see, the Binyamin from Chazal, all his children were called Al-Shem Yosef, his brother, the Golos. Because the connection between Yosef and Binyamin is a very, very strong connection. That's why in Chazal, you see, when Rachel had Yosef, the name she gave to Yosef, that he'll have the Yosef lo ben acher, that I have another child. Because Yosef's midah is not complete without Binyamin. You understand? Because it's the same midah. It's midah that Yisod. So there's also Neshika with all his brothers, and there's also a Bechi. There's not a proper Chibur with Yosef and the brothers. Right? Now I'm going to skip. Now we see, I'm going to go this parasha of Goshen. So what does Goshen mean? So we see that when Yaakov sends Yehuda and Yosef sends him to Goshna, and Rashi says to build Talmud Torah. We see in Shishi that Yehuda shalach lefanav el Yosef. He sent in front of him to Yosef lohorot to build a Talmud Torah, to build a Mokum Torah lefanav in front of Goshna. V'yavo arza Goshen, and he comes to Eretz Goshen, right? Also, which I didn't mention before, I should have mentioned, when Nivalu Mipanav, Rashi says that Yosef showed the Mokum Abris. He showed the Mokum Abris. What's Mokum Abris? The Mokum of Chibur. He showed them that he was B'chibur Itam, was connected with him. So now, what does Goshen mean? Goshen means Gash Nun. It means connect to the Nun. In Golas, Nun represents Nun Shaare Bina, means it represents the Torah. That's what Eretz Goshen was. That's why Yehuda was sent. Yehuda, who was Malchus, was sent to build a Mokum Torah. And then to send in Golas the Achim there. That's why. If you go back to America, you go back to a Mokum Torah, a place which has a yeshiva, has a kolel. That's Goshna. Gash Nun, connecting to the Nun, connected to Nun Shaare Bina. That was the way that Klal Yisrael was going to live in Golos, by connecting to the Torah. Without the connection to the Torah, Klal Yisrael was going to ma'abed itself, was going to lose itself. And we're going to see in next week's parasha what was the reason that Klal Yisrael lost themselves. You understand? Why? Now, remember, the Tachlis, what's the problem with going to Golos? Golos represents Alma the Pirud, represents the world of separation. So the thing that's miyachidas, the thing that brings us together, is the Torah. That we know from Chazal, v'yichan sham, v'ka'ish echad b'lev echad. Torah requires achdus. So now it says, u'bnei Yosef, asher yulad lo b'mitzrayim, nefesh shnaim, ken, kol nefesh lebeit Yaakov, haba mitzrayim shivim. Kol nefesh. It doesn't say kol nefashos, it says kol nefesh. So Rashi says, by Yaakov it's called soul. Singular. It should really say nefashos. By Esav it says nefashos. What's the difference? So Rashi says that by Yaakov, since they all served one God, it's called nefesh. By Esav, they all serve different avodah zarah. They have their own desires, right? Or their own desires. They go after their own desires. They're separate. It's called nefashos. What's it telling us here? That belief in one God brings you together. How does that bring you together? Why does that bring you together? No. Why does that bring you together? It's a shibud. If your life is a servitude to one God, that brings you together, because you're all servants to one purpose. If you're serving a Avodah Zarah, there's no shibud. It's all about your own desires. You're separate individuals. That means the difference between Achdus and Pirud is if you're mishabed yourself to something higher, if you're achrai, if you have achrayas, responsibility to something, a higher self, or, and then to other people around you, or you're into the world for yourself. That makes you a lonely person, a separate individual, or it makes you miuchad, becomes one with the people around you, and the whole world. Not only the Jewish people, you're miyached the whole world. That's what we say in Aleinu. Hashem echad u'shmo echad. We talk about the whole world. If you live with this tchuna of shibud, of achrayas to something higher, if you live like that, you're bringing the world to its yichud. And that's the only way to live in Golos. The only way to live in Golos is become shivim nefesh. We go into Golos. And if we go to Goshna, in the Haftorah of this week's parasha, it says, speaking about Atid Lavo, the eights Yehuda, and that's the beginning of the parasha, we're finishing in the end, that the eights of Yehuda and the eights of Yosef become one. I.e., Yosef represents Mashiach ben Yosef, who brings on Mashiach ben David, Yehuda, and they become eights echad, and that brings on the Geula. Now, if we understand that, the pirud between Yosef and the brothers, or Yosef and Yehuda, is well, the reason for the Golos. The reason for the Golos is being fixed with the Shivim Nefesh. If we go and become Shivim Nefesh, we become an Am Echad, and we bring the world to this Yichud, then we are ready. That itself is bringing on Yimot HaMashiach.